AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Thousands of San Bernardino County employees are headed back to work today, 5 days after a county restaurant inspector and his wife opened fire on a gathering of his co-workers, killing 14 people, wounding 21 others. County Health Department Director Trudy Raimundo called on the people in the area to
mourn with us, to come together and mourn with us the loss of our colleagues, of our friends, of our families and our loved ones.
Last night, President Obama labeled Tashfeen Malik and Saeed Farouk's attack on his co-workers a terror attack. Mark Smith has more.
The president says the gun-wielding California couple may not have joined a terror network, but they had stockpiled weapons and, in his words, gone down the dark avenue of radicalization.
So this was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people.
And in a rare Oval Office speech, he acknowledged the terror threat has entered a new phase. Yet he says the U.S. will overcome it and there's no reason for fear.
Instead, we will prevail by being strong and smart, resilient and relentless.
And not, he says, by turning on Muslims or sending a large ground force to the Mideast, which is exactly what Islamic State militants want. Mark Smith at the White House.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch has announced a broad Justice Department investigation of the Chicago Police Department.
If we discover unconstitutional patterns or practices, the Department of Justice will announce them publicly. We will seek a court-enforceable agreement with the Chicago Police Department and work with the city to implement appropriate reforms.
The investigation comes nearly 2 weeks after the release of a video showing a white Chicago police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times, and ahead of the expected release of similar footage in another death at the hands of another officer. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 139. This is AP Radio News. On this 74th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, all of President Franklin Roosevelt's recorded speeches have been made available online. Warren Levinson with more.
This one you've probably already heard.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
But now the full collection of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's speeches is available online. The FDR Library and Museum announced more than 46,000 pages of drafts, transcripts, and reading copies of his addresses can be found on the web. Audio, too. The FDR Library, 100 miles north of New York City, says the speeches are among its most requested items. Warren Levinson, New York.
Venezuela's opposition wins control of the National Assembly by a landslide. The results stunned the ruling Socialist Party, reversing the balance of power 17 years after the late Hugo Chavez kicked off his revolution. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.